going? Oh, excuse me. Gotta take a little sip here. Oh yeah, what's that? All right, we're clear now. Oh, this? What real sipping on? Oh yeah, no, that's nothing. That's just a way for you to support your boy in the channel. Salute to Pamela. All right, my president, the first sale, always hold me down, showing support, love to you. But yeah, man, let's get to it. Where we at? This is, Power Book 4, Force, Season 2, Episode 10, the finale. Finale time. Yo, I got a lot of thoughts. A, the first thing on my mind about this episode is that we might have hope. We might have hope for this show. I don't want to jump out the window. I don't want to do like make the expectations huge, because the best way to approach Force, right, this particular series, is to just come in with very, very low expectations and then be fucking surprised when it makes sense. That's like the best way to approach this. Don't expect no fantastic acting, storytelling, plot, character development. Don't do none of that. Alright? Just come in like, alright, there's some gangster shit. Let's just whatever. And let it blow us away. So, and actually, I'm not mad at this finale at all. I'm mad at a few things in it, for sure. Some shit that just didn't. There's a lot of shit that just didn't. It didn't make sense, some of the behavior, but, like, all in all, they did well, right? Because with this finale, they fucking executed, like, everything. This is like a clean slate, and there might be a questionable murder that might not be a murder. I don't know, man. I don't know. But my hot takes was wrong, okay? I don't even know where to start. We got so much to cover with this particular episode. I honestly just don't know where I want to begin with it. How about we break down some certain character shit, and then we'll do some big picture shit toward the end. That's probably cool. Let's try to start there. First off, there was an epic crash out by a 1 D-Mac. Huh? We ain't seen D-Mac in all these episodes, and this nigga comes back to destroy everything. Huh? Put them in the tightest of pickles, and he just did an epic crash out. I'm a gangster, okay? I'm tired of y'all making me into something I don't want to be. Stuck in the house. I kill people. I just killed somebody today. That's what I do. I'm a killer. I was like, nigga, what? Who wrote? Get D-Mac ass off the screen. Hey, let me tell you something. D-Mac's supposed to die. A, for that horrible ass acting he just attempted. Like, I was like, nigga, what? I killed a police officer. I just killed the nigga today. Nigga, even his friend who shot him. The friend that he's kicking it with at his apartment, didn't he get shot by this nigga? Like, or he was about to shoot him? They had a beef. Season 1. Right? Either his man shot him or upped the gun on him, threatening to shoot him, right? Because of the whole Indiana Connect thing, right? Let's not forget. But I guess they've mended them fences, right? And his boy seems to be the voice of reason. He giving his man a game, although he gave his man the gun. He gave D-Mac a gun and was like, look, man, okay, but they're young. They're young. So I can't go too hard on them. But if you want your mans to, like, sit down and be safe, like, look, dude, chill out. It's a lot of shit happening. Why are you so thirsty to get out on the streets anyway? But, hey, here's a gun, fully loaded, ready. So I'm going to hand you this gun that I don't think you need or should be using. Huh? I'm going to hand you this motherfucker, but don't you dare. I'm going to give you all the information and the gun you need to pull off some dumb shit, but I'm going to ask you not to do it. What? I was like, I was very confused in my man's messaging. If you want your boy safe and not fucking up nothing, why would you get this silly, crazy nigga a gun? So he gives him that, gives him all the info. Hey, man, you know the nigga that shot Diamond's little homie? Yeah, that's King Kilo's nephew. Yeah, but okay, no, he's untouchable. Here, take the gun. Take the gun. He's untouchable. But here, it's fully loaded. The hollows, you good. Hey, no bodies on it. It's a fresh banger. You good. That pole is good. Go ahead, take that. But no, yeah, though, like I was saying, yeah, ain't nobody supposed to touch him. That's King Kilo nephew. You know, when they the Alliance, we make a lot of money. So D-Mac is like, oh yeah, I'm not CBI. I'm finna go murder this nigga. What's his name? Maniac? Mayhem Jack? They got the worst hood names out here. The worst. I don't know who wrote these hood names, but D-Mac? Never trust a nigga named D-Mac. That's just, if somebody introduced themselves to you like, hey, I'm D-Mac, you should be like, what? No, I don't like it. Don't trust you. And you'd be right for it. Sometimes choosing a book by its cover is not the worst thing. Okay, sometimes it's okay to prejudge people. It'll keep you a lot safer out here. That I don't know what else to tell you. But yeah, D-Mac get that very limited information. Actually, very quality info. Then his man warns him, don't do the dumb shit that I just gave you a gun to go do. D-Mac runs down broad daylight. Huh? Broad daylight. Murders a nigga. Now, my favorite part about this, right, is in his brain, oh, okay, I tried to go through my Uncle Tommy. He won't let me back in. So, let me go to his partner, because if I kill his partner's enemy and keep CBI out of it, how? You're the nephew to Tommy. You're CBI by affiliation at the worst. Anybody can scream you ain't CBI, but you are still affiliated. So you do that with the thought of, if I help Diamond out, maybe he'll present the case to Tommy like, no, this little nigga CBI, he handled business out in these streets, so we bringing him back into the fold. That's what his limited capacity brain came up with, Sir D-Mac. And with that, and that backfired, but then he goes and he tells, the Diamond asks him a very simple question. This is my favorite part of this interaction between D-Mac and Diamond. Diamond said, hey, did anybody see you, nigga? Did anybody see you do this? He said, no, or I don't think so. Nigga, what? No, I don't think so. Maybe. It's a possibility. I shot him in broad daylight in the park. Somebody just walked off from him. So it's a very real possibility that somebody seen me, but no, I don't know. I don't know. And then Diamond is obviously furious. I mean, excited that he got his revenge for little Leon, right? But this is the exact reason we didn't want your ass here. You're shooting cops in the head. Now you're starting beefs with King Kilo and his crew, whatever the fuck that name is, for their squad, and they're very necessary to the coalition, right? So D-Mac just did an ultimate crash. He did some dumb shit. He feels dumb about it. Goes home, starts slandering his gay father, popping off at his grandmama for absolutely no reason. If it was one motherfucker that was in his corner looking out for him, it's his long-lost white grandmother. Huh? Then he just crashed out on everybody and led poor Kate right off to some more coke to where she had a heart attack. Now, I was very shocked that Kate had a heart attack off some coke. I'm not going to lie. I thought the woman's body was like 80% cocaine. Huh? I thought she was the grandma Scarface. And when Scarface had that mound of coke and he just threw his face in it, I thought Kate was invincible with cocaine. I thought she actually needed it for survival. I didn't know that it could hurt her. Like, you know how, like, most people, we need veggies and waters and fruits to survive? Kate just need a little coke. Some coke, maybe some dark to drink, and Kate's out here. So I was very shocked to see that cocaine would take her down, hospitalize her. So, but hey, age gets to the best of us, huh? And maybe it wasn't the best of Coke. So we don't know, but we do know that Tommy might be the spawn of Satan. We don't know who Tommy Daddy is. We know he was like some what? He was like an Irish mobster, I believe, or right? When is it? He was some type of mobster. We remember him from back in, I think, the Power days. But yeah, Satan had to be. I don't know. Him and Kate should have never combined. They brought the Antichrist back. Because this nigga yelling at Kate, which, okay, he had the rights to. Kate sent the boy out there, but she was given limited information. So there's that. She had no clue he shot a cop and was in hiding. I don't know. Kate thought the grown-ass kid was on punishment. But, you know, give her some grace. And Tommy is just watching his mother die. Good thing old JP comes out and is like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Get the doctor. And I don't know. Tommy's a sick motherfucker, but it is what it is. Are we shocked that Tommy just stood there smirking as his mom is fucking dying and bleeding out from the nose on the floor? Like, no, not shocked. I was like, that's pretty much on par with Tommy. Tommy and the women of his life ends up dead. I mean, we've seen this. We've been here before. But yeah, the DMAC crash out was some of the worst acting, terrible scene. Now he's out here, and I want him dead. I'm not gonna lie to you. Put us all out of our misery. If you're gonna wrap up some shit, let's just wrap up DMAC. Right? What else we got? We got Claude. Oh, we got the ultimate setup. That was nice. That was nice. Tommy, but like I said, I think I'm with Diamond on this one. And we see some possible fallouts with that Diamond-Tommy thing. But, so now that Tommy and Diamond knows that Vic is the snitch, I was afraid that we weren't going to be able to get that whole Vic takes over the Irish mob and now he's beefing with Tommy, da-da-da. But the way this thing ended, it's a possibility because Tommy unnecessarily lets this motherfucker live. Like, and we'll get into him. That's going to be exactly what I want to get into. Tommy's thoughts on how is having an informant, like having a person inside, is he going to make a deal with Vic? Can he trust? You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. Anyway. I like how Tommy spent that situation, right? Talking loud, probably knowing Vic is mic'd up. Sends the cops to go bust up the Marquez cartel. He got the Serbs, he got Claude, and the Marquez cartel all wrapped up. Claude got fucking Vic recording her like, I just need closure, Claude. Just let me know. Okay, so you tried to kill me and Dad. You killed Dad, tried to kill me. Okay, cool. So he got her recorded. Feds already got that. Tommy swoops in with the rest of them boys and gives Chicago a win. He gives the feds in Chicago a W. They got damn near two crime syndicates and just throw in a murderous white girl just to top that off. Like, just to put the cherry on top of that cake. And it's looking good. I was like, damn, that was well played, Tommy. That was what I didn't quite know what his thing was, but it was perfect. He used Shanti to perfection. And surprisingly, Shanti was down with the whole thing. I was looking out the whole time watching. I'm thinking Shanti's finna do some snake shit to, like, undermine Tommy. Because, you know, that's her main goal, to get this nigga out of here. But she's playing the longest game. Like, she's finna really get in good and deep with Tommy. But it was something I seen that would lead me to believe that, nah, probably not. Tommy's probably on to the Shanti Janar shit. But anyway, so masterful setup by Tommy. I liked it. Knocked him out, and guess what he did to Claude? Put her in a no-ass-shaking situation, because he knows her. I love it. Claude rolled up on him and said, yeah, bitch, nigga, I got a gang with me. I got two cartels. I'm untouchable, nigga. I just want to pull up and let you know that. And you see Shanti? Yeah. we roll together. Girl power, Tommy. It's girl power. He's like, oh, yeah. I hear you. For sure. Good luck out there, Claude. Good luck. So I like it so much that he, when he set it up and Claude got arrested, which was hilarious. Her scurrying through the shootout with them heels. As it was hilarious. Claude brought out her best power suit and had her heels on, ready to make these deals. Ma, you need running shoes. All right, when you're making drug transactions, ladies, if any of you have aspirations of being like a lady drug lord out here, you're about to make a deal, wear some comfortable shoes. Huh? Some that's a little quieter. She damn near would have got away if the police officer hit tick, 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 and you just see her like getting up out of there. Ma, at what point do you ditch them shoes? You go barefoot now. That might not have been the primary place to go barefoot. It's a nasty location. But for my freedom, and nobody was concerned about her, like niggas was getting shot, she had the perfect out. The heels betrayed Claude, right? The heels have eyes. The heels also have sound. Not only do the heels have eyes, they have sound. And that's what led to Claude's arrest, her scurrying about. Tick, 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 tick. I was dying. I wish I had access to that scene. I could just tick, 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 right behind them. I was like, look at this bitch. And I was cheering for her to get caught, too. I'm not going to lie. I'm like, this bitch better not get loose. So, in the arrest of her, she's like, what the fuck? I was just here hanging out. I'm somebody's bitch. Like, I'm somebody. I'm just here. I have nothing to do with drugs. And then they got her for conspiracy for murder and to commit murder and, like, all this other shit. Like, she's like, damn, I got set up. So Tommy knew that he had to get her killed because Claude's ass-shaking, escaping abilities are like top tier. And I was like, in prison, I saw her. She was looking like she had a jumpsuit on. I was like, damn, Claude gonna have to pop ass on the biggest woman in here to survive because these, I'm like, lady prison in Chicago? I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no. Her days are numbered. But she got shanked up on the phone. Now, my issue is she ain't die in that scene. She was just really, really hurt. Like, that was it. And that could possibly be a problem because, but she shouldn't be able to get out of jail, right? Like, Vic has her recorded. So it would have been great if she dies. If she lives, I'm going to be mad. Because Claude serves no purpose. Why would we need Claude right now? The way this season ended. She should just die. This is another one of those power things where they like somebody, put them in a fucking impossible situation, and then want to double back and be like, we shouldn't have killed him. Or fuck, we shouldn't have put him in jail. Okay. Claude still wants to be employed. We like her. She's doing good. How do we get her out this jam? Then they're going to end up coming up with something fucking stupid. No! Let it go. We don't need Claude. It's over. The Serbians are locked up. It's over. Let's simplify this thing. So please, let's just all pray that Claude is dead because she's only going to serve, she's going to serve no purpose. So like with Vic should have died. But like I said, it would be awesome to see Vic actually submit to his Irish mobsterness and, like, beef with Tommy. Like, the beef is set. He's a snitch. He's doing that. Cool. So that's an automatic beef. And he's kind of working with the feds, like a lot of mobsters are known to do. But he's not in bad standing with them. He got Claude. He got the hunting conspiracy. He was wearing a wire that led to a bust. It wasn't the one that the black chick wanted, right? The major or the DA, whatever the fuck her title is. It wasn't what she exactly wanted, which I can't stand her ass. Like, every time this man speaks, her fuck buddy or ex or whatever the fuck he is, every time this nigga opens his mouth, like, that's illegal, I'm not taking part in it. Then she goes, okay, fuck it, all right, I'll do it. You know what I'm saying? Oh, if we got to go by the law, Mr. Lawman here. Like, yeah, Ma. Yeah, that's how things work. So she changed her mind, so she does it the proper way. Now she's pissed because she got played because my man told her you were going to get played. Why would they meet up north? That doesn't fit the whole thing. Like, that's not how they move. Let's way back before we, let's get more intel. When has getting more information ever been a bad thing unless you thirsty? Right? She couldn't see nothing beyond Tommy and busting him. And no, he's not that smart. This is good. We got him. Vic fucking did his job. We got him. Didn't get him, but got everything else and won't even take the little win. Yes, you got a man murdered. You got two men murdered, not listening. Not listening. She got two of her agents murdered and didn't even get the nigga she wants. She's lucky she still got a job because of that bust right there. Otherwise, that would have been a waste of resources and she really would have fucking looked stupid. But she got like two cartels for the price of one. So, I really hate her. But she still... Like, so Vic is still good with her. Because she got that. Vic did call her like, oh shit, I'm dead, bitch. He knows. Now she's trying to go save Vic's life. So they still good. So there's still a way for them to use each other in some form. And yeah. So Vic is, I could see the beef. That would just be dope. CBI versus the Irish mob versus Miguel. Right? That could work. That simplifies things. Like, clear out all that season one bullshit. Like, that would be fun to watch. Just fun. I'm not saying compelling. I'm not saying it's going to be good acting. But now that everybody's in their proper position, we can make a more straightforward, easy, like, nothing difficult. Something that makes sense. There's a chance for it. Now, Tommy keeping Vic alive, though, with that conversation with Diamond, I didn't like it. Diamond has been doing nothing but watching over Tommy, right? He's been fucking keeping Gennard off his ass. He introduced him to Miguel to get this far. He provided him with an army. He stayed solid with him. Tommy has now tasted the power. He's, for the first time in his life, he started making some right decisions, but he's fucking up. Never, ever did Ghost treat Tommy the way Tommy is treating Diamond. And maybe, like, Tommy is dealing with, like, some of that PTSD from being second fiddle to Ghost. So he's getting, like, this God complex. Like, no, I'm in charge now. Like, I'm the man. All this is because of me. Like, who are you trying to prove that to, bro? Everybody knows that this doesn't get done without you. It doesn't have to be verbalized, nor does it have to be in your attitude. So already it's starting some friction between Tommy and Diamond unnecessarily because Tommy is always his own worst enemy. Always. And it shows right there. And then you got Gennard whispering in Diamond ear. Like, we don't really need this nigga. Like, yeah, he set it all up cool, but we don't need him. And then you turn around and, like, justify everything as Gennard saying. And Diamond, I don't know. But Diamond is a solid dude, but for how long, how much disrespect is the nigga gonna take? That's the next question. So we can see an internal beef happening right there. But that whole Che giving, you know what I'm saying, Tommy and them the Serbians area, like, yeah, now that's that. And Miguel and him talking shit to Miguel is perfect. It was perfect. So I like it. Tommy got exactly what he wanted almost, which leaves, because obviously, like, what do we all think Miguel did with his sister? He killed his sister? His insulin provider? Is that what we thinking? No. She's somewhere now unemployed. I don't know how many shifts Ma done missed. She's no longer working. All right? Like, that man, I don't know. So she's definitely somewhere locked away from Tommy and is now being used as a chess piece for Tommy to crash out, which is exactly what he's going to do because Che's words was let's shake, kiss, make up, and play fair out here. A little healthy competition. Right? I'm not mad at that, but at the same time, I'm mad at that. Why? Why not just give Tommy everything? But he probably got that personal relationship with Miguel, so you got to give him something. I don't know. But Tommy and him got it all. So, but he's unhinged. And an unhinged Tommy is a very fucking dumb Tommy. So, next season, let's just... I can see Tommy ruining everything over this woman. And I can see him ruining everything and not even getting her. Like, she's still going to die. That's just how I see it happening. Also, the whole Shanti thing, she was supposed to die. I thought, nope. All right, that hot take was gone. Shanti lives, flourishing. But did you see when Tommy and Diamond was talking to Che in the bar? And he was like, he sent Jannard to go get Che that drink. He did that disrespectfully on purpose. And he was eyeing Jannard as Jannard was eyeing him. So it's like, Tommy knows you're not to be trusted. And I know you fucking Shanti. So that's what lets me know, like, Shanti ain't as good as she thinks she is. She's not, like, close enough to him. Like, she imagines herself. And or, hot take for next season, maybe Tommy has gotten to Shanti because he knows that her ambition is bigger than just being Jannard's, like, hustling chick. She wants more power and could say, fuck Jannard. I need my own, right? So maybe Tommy is using her as a plant for Jannard to find out Jannard's plan, and Shanti ends up fucking Jannard over. That's what I saw. That, I don't know why I'm getting that feeling, but I feel like Shanti's about to pull a 180, a fast one on Jannard, and put him back in the pickle. But I think by that time, Diamond would have been beefing with Tommy, and he's going to then team up with his brother Jannard, and then that's going to be the faction in CBI, and we're going to have another treason versus CBI thing with Tommy. Some niggas going with Tommy, some with Diamond and Jannard. So, because Tommy can't have too much of a good thing for too long. Like, let's be honest here. What about the other players in the game? JP, useless. Kate, she'll be back. You can't kill Kate. You could just scare her for a little bit. She's 80% coke. We talked about Shanti. Who the fuck else is out there? Claude should be dead. Yeah, Vic, that's about it. So, but I did like how they wrapped it up. It was nice. They killed a lot of the different little plot holes. They got rid of treason. They brought the brothers back together. They knocked off Flynn. They knocked off the Flynns that were just causing, like, extra turbulence for no reason. They cleared up a lot of plot holes, right? Got rid of Dahlia. Got rid of the Flynns. Took treason right the fuck up out of here. Found a way to both keep Jannard and Vic, which I thought they should have kept Vic in the beginning. So they could easily do that. I really hope they don't fuck up and keep Claude. She should be dead. Was there anything else tightened up? The Miguel. It's all good. Right now, I have promise for it. I have promise for season 3. Right? That I'm going to watch it anyway, whether it's trash or not. But they can do it. I can imagine a season where Vic is the man, right, holding down the north side, saying, fuck Tommy. They having a squabble thing. Miguel is coming in, could partner with Vic in some type of way to try to get them out. And then it's just a simple one side versus the other side. Now, if they could kill D-Mac, that'd be great. Because I can only see him create more turmoil because what's going to happen with D-Mac? Jannard goes and makes that deal, but he's got to come through with it. And who the fuck is going to be able to kill Tommy's nephew? So that's another thing, because if they do get rid of D-Mac, then it's really on. If Jannard turns in D-Mac, he gets murdered, which I can see happening. That's definitely going to create that division between Diamond and Tommy, because Diamond's not going to let this nigga kill his brother. Even though Diamond's brother tried to kill him, the fact that he wasn't trying to get his get back, he definitely not going to let Tommy do it. So, there's that. But, I'm not mad at this finale. I'm not mad at it. Who won this season for me? Tommy did a hell of a job. He was hilarious this season. He killed a lot of people. And you was almost thinking I was a writer in that room. What did I tell y'all at the beginning of this season? Somebody is going to die every fucking episode. And that's exactly what happened. Because when you have terrible storytelling, you got all these plot holes that don't make no fucking sense, like your Dahlias and your Claudes and all this other shit, what do? You kill somebody. You kill a lot of people. because action will sell regardless. We'll all tune in if bodies drop. That's just our way. When we watching gangster shit, we like gangster shit to happen. Whether it makes sense or not. Niggas getting shot, niggas getting set up. It is what it is. So we saw how that was going to go, but I have promise for this show. Surprisingly, I'm not going to build my expectation up, though. I refuse to do that. I value myself too much to hurt my own goddamn feelings when it comes to Power Book 4 Force. And you should, too. You know what else you should do? Look down there, click on that link, grab yourself a Zesty Sipper to support the show. So I could go create more merch, get y'all some better flyer shit, better flyer cameras, right? Maybe even like somebody that can help me out with some marketing, clip this thing up. Because let me tell you something, me doing it by myself, is a lot. But get in the comments, let me know what y'all thought about this finale. Are you signed up for next episode? Are you just like I am, like too invested in the Powerverse to never watch this shit again? It is what it is, right? But with that, man, protect your health, yourself, your wealth, man. Your boy Rose out of here. Peace.
Yo, I know I don't need no introduction, but y'all know who it is, man. It's your boy Hollywood Rail. And I appreciate you for sliding through and watching these videos. But you know what I need from you? All right, if you ain't already, I need you to like this and subscribe this, man. We at 1,000 trying to get to 2, all right? Push it for your boy. Get them algorithms up. So when it come to that subscribe button.